Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all bear with me for 1 second here. We're going to get this.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. It seems like you're going to be growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. You think they never saw.
Thank you. Selection. Thank you all for your patience. That last song, go get it. It's your blessing. Go get what God has given you. And a lot of times people, they see your glory, but they don't know your story. They don't know what you do behind closed doors. So we thank God for both of those selections. We'll ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson for today.
Pastor Beasley, thank you for those selections. You have to receive it and believe and just go get it. God has it there for you. Amen. It's never out of reach. In Hebrews 8:9-13. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, but they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into the mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. All shall know me, from the least to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another perfect day. I want to thank you for seeing everything and knowing everything and giving us all ways to get out. We're never trapped. That's just in our mind. And I want to thank you for being an awesome God of thinking of everything and every situation possible. I want to pray for those who don't have the strength to do it, don't know to do it, and for those who are shut in, and for those who believe, those who have asked us to remember them in prayer, and for all that are listening on this broadcast. I want to pray that God will open up your minds and your heart, keep you in perfect health and harmony for obtaining his word and giving it out to other people. I want to pray for our leaders who may need prayer and their families as well to keep them or put them on the right path. I want to pray for my friends and both my pastors that God will continue to give them good health around the board, spiritual, mental, and physical health. And I bind up anything that would try to come in between this broadcast and God's word at any time. And I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. Is Pastor available to read at the Messenger Bible? Someone asked me the other day why I only use certain people. Well, I be led like everybody else, and hopefully you led by the Spirit of God. But I know people who have a love for the Word of God, and so when they read, they're going to read, and they're going to do what God asks of them that time, that hour. They're not... See, some people you ask to read, they want to preach and do this in their third. But anyway, I just wanted to answer that question for them. And if you have any questions about anything going on the program, text me, call me. I'd be more than happy to oblige you in terms of an answer. It may not be the one you want, but it'll be the one that the Spirit will give me for that hour. We're talking about we've been talking about how Jesus opened a new and living way for us to go through, and that is the curtain. The curtain is his own body. Listen, brothers and sisters, we have a superior priest that's in charge of the house of God. That's scripture, man. We have a promise that's made by God. The same promise was made to the children of Israel back in, and they didn't want to enter that rest. Like you have people today that don't want to enter the rest. They don't want to enter what God wants them to do. They got their own agenda. They have their own way of what they want to do. But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, we have to enter into this rest. That's where God is at. A lot of times when people talk about the book of Hebrews, most folks I know, they talk about two main subjects, that's faith and the covenant. But it's so many promises that God made in the book of Hebrews, and especially the one that, hey, if you don't mix what you know with faith, or you don't mix what God has told you with faith, you will become just like the children of Israel, because they refuse to mix the word of God with faith. They became what you would call unbelievers. Now, they would say they believe, but they don't really believe. The only one that was able to enter into this rest was believers. Well, what makes the difference? A believer is somebody who acts on the word of God. Remember, it was Peter who was doing the third watch of the night when he said to Jesus, because he heard some noise, and he said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Well, you know, the third watch of the night was between 12 and 3 o'clock in the morning, because the first watch was between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., the second watch was between 9 p.m. and 12. So the third watch was between 12 midnight to 3 in the morning. The point is you couldn't see. You couldn't see what was going on. I don't know if it was fog, cloudy, but between 12 midnight and 3 in the morning, remember, they didn't have street lights. They didn't have lights on the boats like they have today. Long story short, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come, Peter. He began to walk. Now, a lot of folks, they want to talk about the fall. No, think about what happens when you start on the word of God. Because he believed, he acted on it. So if you're going to be part of God's rest, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We've covered so much this week. But I do want to talk about the promise that has been afforded to you, because for which you have believed, you do enter into that rest. And as he has said, I sworn in my wrath. If they shall enter into my rest, although their works were finished from the foundation of the world, he says, if you'll enter into his rest, you'll have the promise. If you don't enter into this rest, you won't have the promise that God has promised us. A lot of times people want to see it through the optical nerve. Brothers and sisters, you won't see it through the optical nerve. It's having faith in Christ. Why? Because he is our veil. He is our curtain. We have to see it through him. In the Old Testament, they saw it differently. They went to a building, and in that building was a was called the temple, and in that temple was a place called the Holiness of Holiness. But now remember, when Christ died and he resurrected, remember what happened to the temple? It got rent, tore down from top to bottom. God said, I ain't doing this no more. See, that's when you know there was something new. God said, my glory won't be up in no building anymore. It's going to be in us. And the only way you're going to know this is you got to operate in faith and enter into that rest. But see, people still think you ought to go to Jerusalem and go into the temple of the Holiness of Holiness. But sister, Christ is our high priest. There is no high priest there as far as the word of God is concerned. So we learn this stuff in the book of Hebrews, how deep it is and how fortunate we are to be part of this. It is just like so awesome. Man, if you could just see yourself in the word of God, seeing yourself in Christ, where you're supposed to be, and recognize that you are much as part of Christ as Christ is, and all this stuff he promised us is not a figmentation of your imagination, but it's operating in faith, entering into that place of rest as God said. And I took a solemn oath that if you don't enter into this place of rest, he said, you'll be just like the children of Israel. It didn't profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. Oh, yeah, they have the gospel. It was preached to them, the Bible says. But like it being preached today, but people won't enter into that rest. That rest is in Christ. So with that being said, that was what we left off at on yesterday. I really want to pick up the fact that there is two rests. Well, actually, it's three rests, if I should say it's three. And we know about the one over there in the book of Genesis. I'm trying to think. That's over there in Genesis 2 and 1 through 4. That was God's rest. It wasn't from man. God rests for what he had did from the foundation of the world. He rests in that. I wasn't going to define the word rest, but it means like, you know, you're in God's glory now. You don't have to fight any longer. You're resting in Christ. Then you had Sabbath rest, which is over there in Ephesians. Well, actually, it's in Exodus 20, 8 through 11. And the rest in the promised land. And that was a rest that if you got to the promised land, for David and Paul spoke of the future rest, long after the three rests. That's over there in Hebrews 7 and 10. Verse 7 too. So it's actually in Hebrews 4. Verse 7 through 10. So, excuse me. It's in Hebrews 4, verse 7 through 10. But the rest that remain for the people of God is twofold. And that's where I want to get to. And the two rests I want to talk about, or the twofold rest, it's a rest in Christ and also eternal rest in the next life. But if we don't be part of this life, you won't be part of the next life. How do I know that? Christ became the firstborn of this life. So then he went into the next life. And you're going to see this in the scriptures. So let's get started. And read for me that scripture over there in Matthew 11:28-30. I want you to see there's a rest in Christ. And so just bear with me, brothers and sisters. You're going to see something here in a moment. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read that out of the Messenger Bible. And ask Pastor, out of the King James, and ask Pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible. So if you'd be so kind to read Matthew's 11, verse 28-30. Yeah, that's one of them. And then the other one. Okay, so if you'd be so kind to read Matthew's 11:28-30. And what we're looking for, the rest in Christ. So if you was like keeping notes, you would put this scripture under that. The rest that you have in Christ. Okay, Evangelist Sharon.
Amen. In the King James it reads as follows. Come unto me, all ye that abhor and come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. From the Message Bible. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Amen.
Amen. Now, this girl probably, y'all, I just pray you ask the Holy Spirit. Because I can tell you, when I went to an organized church, they told me that scripture meant you need to join the church. Yeah, that's what they did. And they do it today. I'm telling you. They'll tell people, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. They'll tell you that. And you think they're talking about joining the church, because that's when they do it. They say, well, open the doors to the church. You can't open the doors to the church. You can't do that. But that's what they say. I know a lot of people have a problem with me talking about the organized church, but I want you to know the truth, brothers and sisters. I went through it, okay? So you don't have to go through it. God turned everything over to Christ. That might have been the old way, but it's not the new way. The new way is that you come unto him. Listen to what he said. Come to me. He didn't tell you come to no church now. He said, come to me. Got to hear that. Who are tired from carrying heavy loads. Tired. And see, most people think that means when you're out there, you're drinking, you're cursing, you're out of. That ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about the religious world, the forces of darkness, that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers of the darkness, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness and high priest. He says, these people right here, he said, you're tired, right? He says, come unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And rest.
Yeah.
Rest in
yeah.
Christ. Stop resting in religion.
Mm-hmm.
He says, place my yoke. You need to find what his yoke is. His yoke ain't singing in the choir. His yoke ain't ushering. But people teach you that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
yeah.
Learn from me. See, God wants you to learn from Christ. So the only way you're going to learn from him is to get in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will take you over and begin to show you this stuff. As long as you're getting these religious, and matter of fact, I'm asking God right now if he'll let me really talk about spirits, because I was shocked to know most people don't realize that that's a spirit job, is to take you over. And rather good spirit or bad spirit, all the spirits does the same thing. They take your spirit over and they guide you and they direct you, whatever spirit it is, be it a religious spirit, be it a homophobic, it doesn't matter. All these spirits have the same job.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to want to control your spirit. And it's up to you to let them in. But anyway, so when he tells you to place his yoke, because there was other yokes, there's other spirits.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You need to learn, because I'm gentle, I'm humble, then you will find rest for yourself or for your spirit, man, in other words, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. People say, well, his burdens are heavy. But anyway, that's what you want to see. You want to see a rest in Christ, not a building, not an organization, but your rest needs to be in Christ. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You know why you know? Because you got rid of the old yoke. The yoke of
all
bondage.
Right.
The yoke of a bunch of rules and regulations. The yoke of laws and rules. Man, let me tell you what. Well, anyway, let me move on right quick. The next scripture is Hebrews 4 and 3. Because I want you to see, and some of these scriptures I may go pretty fast, but in Hebrews 4 and 3, it's not for everybody. It's for those who will believe. That's why I went there.
Okay. In Hebrews 4 and 3 in the King James, it reads as follows. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. If we believe the well experienced that state of rest, I'm sorry, that state of resting, but not if we don't have faith. Remember, God said, they'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. God made that vow, even though he finished his part before the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of people, they want to rest on a day. The day of rest. Sunday is the day of rest. I'm not cooking. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Man, they've gotten screwed up, man. I wish I could explain it to you all a little bit better. I'm sorry. But we've been taught that you rest on Sunday or you rest on the Sabbath. Oh, and they made a big deal out of that. Oh, did I tell you that they made a big deal out of that? Because the day became more important than the meaning of the Sabbath. God made the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't
Amen.
Make you for the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath for you. The Sabbath, it means to rest in the Lord, brothers and sisters. At the end of the day, I can give you every Greek and every Hebrew word, but at the end of the day, you're supposed to take it easy. But they do that by going to church on the Saturday or on the Sunday. But that's not what God's talking about. He's talking about resting in him, not the day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Jesus is the Sabbath. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's no more Amen. Day. It's a person. And I can show you this in the scripture, because if you recall when Martha was talking about, Lord, have you been here, Lazarus, when Jesus, I am the resurrection. Martha said, well, yeah, I know about that day. He said, won't be no day. I'm the day. If a man die, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Can you believe this, Martha? See, Martha was believing in a day, like a lot of people today. They believe in the day. They don't believe that there's a rest in Christ. They don't believe that. They don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll believe it if they go on Sunday. That's they arrest. I ain't working on Sunday because that's my day of rest. Yeah. See, all this old teaching, man, have just really messed up and have come against the things of God. And we've had to fight the body of Christ every day. The kingdom of God is suffering for this foolish teaching that people thinking the rest is a day, and it's not a rest. The rest is a person. And that rest is Christ.
Hello,
I hope that's plain.
Yeah.
See, Christ is that rest. Just like there's a rest in Christ now, there will be an eternal rest in the next life. But you got to live in this one first. You don't have that opportunity to leave here and go there and learn, oh, I was supposed to do that. Let me go back. No, it ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
When Lazarus died, he said, let me go back and tell my folks at the house that this is a place of torment. The angel said, you can't go back now. He was in place in the Abraham bosom and there was a gulf between them, and he couldn't see on the other, couldn't get back to the other side. Yeah, think about that, if you will. Once you get over there, ain't no coming back trying to rectify nothing. You got to do that now, because on the other side, there is the eternal rest. How I know that? Hebrews 3 and 11. So that's what we're looking for now. See, I told you it was twofold. You got the rest in Christ, then you got an eternal rest. And the rest in Christ has to do with you being in Christ now. The rest eternally, not only does it have to do with you being in Christ now, and you know what? Let's read the 18th verse, too, because I see it there, too. Hebrews 3 and 11, and then Hebrews 3 and 18. And we're running over a little bit, but brothers and sisters, it's kind of hard for me sometimes just to try to explain the basic and what we've been through, where we're at right now, to try to make sure everybody's clear on this. But if you will, read the third chapter and the 11th verse and then the 18th verse, if you will, Evangelist Sharon, and then Pastor, you take it over from the 11th to the 13th. Thank you.
11 reads, Hebrews 3 and 11 reads, so I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. And 18 reads as follows, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, they'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. And the 18th verse, and who was God provoked with for 40 years? Wasn't it those who turned a deaf ear and ended up caught in the wilderness? And when he swore that they never get where they're going, wasn't he talking to the ones who turned a deaf ear? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. The promised land wasn't that far away. They took 40 years and another 40 years. Yeah. They was right there at the promised land. But because they didn't believe, they wasn't allowed to go. God let all of them, that whole generation of folks, die out. Because they refused to walk in faith. They refused to believe. Had every excuse there was. When God said, I want you to possess the land, they came back. Lord, there's giants in the land. We can't do nothing with them giants. And God got somebody who believes. It's in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, if you don't believe it. God said, okay, I need somebody who's going to believe. So Joshua and Caleb, they went over there, and they looked, because, see, they were supposed to be possessing the land. So he said, yes. They come back. They said, yeah, there is giants in the land, and yes, the land is well fortified, but with God on our side.
Yes.
With God on our side, we can make this happen. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can enter into this rest, but you can't do it without faith. You can't do it unless you take that leap. Walk in it.
Yeah.
Walk in faith. Live in faith. What is faith?
Yeah.
Faith is the substance. So what is your substance? Your substance is the word of God. That's what faith is. If God done told you to do something, operate in it. If you hear God telling you, my word says this, that's your substance. That's what you're standing on. That's what you're relying on, is your substance. Yeah, go check it out. Listen, my research is better than yours. Listen, brothers and sisters, Hebrews 4:1. I see a lot of stuff here, man. Sure. Hebrews 4:1. I want you to know there's an eternal rest. You got to be part of this eternal rest. In Hebrews 4:1,
it reads as follows.
And then, and do 5:2.
Okay. Yes, Pastor. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. And 11, it reads, let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Amen.
Amen. Answering the message, Bible, for as long, then as the promise of resting in him pulls us on to God's goal for us, we need to be careful that we're not disqualified. And then 5, they'll never be able to sit down and rest. So this promise has not yet been fulfilled. Those early ones never did get to the place of rest, because they were disobedient. Amen.
Yeah. So the Bible says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remaineth. Now hear that. Therefore a time of eternal rest exists for God's people. There will be an eternal rest.
Mm-hmm.
But right
Amen.
Now, you're resting in Christ. You know why? Because you're God's people. God's people is the people that's in Christ. As a matter of fact, the level is, let us labor. Well, read, you know what? We need to read 9, 10, and 11. Read that, Evangelist Sharon. Hebrews 4:9, 10, and 11.
There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into the rest, that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Amen. You said read your 13 or 11? I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yeah, you did.
11.
You did it right. 9 through 11. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, the promise of arrival and rest is still there for God's people. God himself is at rest. And at the end of the journey, will surely rest with God. So let's keep as it and eventually, let's keep at it and eventually arrive at the place of rest, not drop out, through some sort of disobedience. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is the final rest. Don't let these preachers or anybody fool you. They'll tell you, oh, come join our church so you can have eternal life. That's not eternal life, brothers and sisters. This eternal rest is living in God's word, God's living word. And his word sees everything. But here's the thing. You must make every effort. I don't care whether you go to school, get an education. I don't care. Go through every organization there is. Whatever it takes, make every effort to enter the place of rest. But at the end of the day, it's going to be in Christ. There's no one. Yeah. See, God don't want you to be lost. So if you, the only way you're going to be lost is by following the example of the unbelievers, those who refuse to get into the word of God, to get into Christ.
Yeah.
I'm talking about reading the Bible. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about unbelief. He said, unless a man operate in belief, he's going to operate in unbelief. Now, I know a lot of people think they believe, but you need to line that up with the word of God. See if your belief is in line with what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Belief is. Because see, belief is, it has a corresponding reaction or a corresponding action. It's required you, when you hear the word of God, act on it. Israel didn't act on the word of God. Didn't act on it. So when Joshua and Caleb came back and said, yeah, Lord, that stuff is over there. And because it's over there, that don't mean we can't go. We believe you. We believe you, God. We believe your word. Now, so when you read the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, that's one of the things you're going to find out. That, hey, they operate. All these people died in faith, having yet received the promise, but seeing it afar off. You got to see this stuff in faith, man. You got to see your eternal life. There is no church can give you this guarantee. And I'm going to say this, we're going to be done for the day. Bless God. There's no organization can guarantee you eternal life. The only thing they can point to is Christ, because that's where it's at. They'll point to Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, why not get it right off the bat, right off the rip? Why are you cheating yourself? Why are you going through all of that when there's a preacher in town that's telling you, get in Christ, and you're going to have your eternal life? You ain't got to go through all the other stuff that they put you through, the hoops and the loops. Hey, forget that. Get in Christ, like the word of God, and let him begin to shape your life so you can have your eternal life. That's what this is about, eternal world. I know we got to go, but I wish I'd tell you, man. You know what? Bless God. It's okay. Go to Revelation 14 and 13. This is our last scripture here. But I want to say there's an eternal rest, and you need to make sure that you're part of the eternal rest. So in Revelation 14, 13.
Okay. It reads as follows. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yeah, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Amen. And do work that follow them. Excuse me. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, I heard a voice out of heaven. Write this. Blessed are those who die in the Master from now on. How blessed to die that way. Yes, says the Spirit, and blessed rest from their hard work. None of what they've done is wasted. God blesses them for it all in the end. Amen. Praise
See,
God.
The Spirit will let you know that you rest from your, well, you can call it hard work, your labor, whatever. But because this is a pressing way, you've had to press your way. And believe me, it's going to follow you. You may ask, well, why is it going to follow you? Because that's going to be your evidence. That's going to be your evidence that you was faithful unto death. Like Revelation 3 said, you was faithful. No matter what happened, you remained faithful. Even when you just had a little bitty word, you was faithful. When you only had 2-3 scriptures, you were faithful. But, hey, I thank you all. Appreciate you. Those that stayed over, God bless you, and we'll see you for the review on Sunday.
God bless.